In the book, Perspectives, 30 Days to Life, author Nathaniel Riddle shares his journey to see the good in all things for 30 consecutive days. Nathaniel reveals what can be achieved when you allow yourself to reject the negative forces in your life and interpret what you see with the strength of understanding and love. Nathaniel invites the reader to take a spiritual journey and enjoy a greater fulfillment of life and a deeper understanding of spiritual connections.
Dr. Riddle, you had written a book previously called Transitions. Why did you want to write another book, and how is this one different from your first?
In the beginning, I was caught up in an event that I really call a divine spiritual event. And it was so moving to me, and there was so much going on that I began taking a lot of notes. And I had these very distinct and clear interactions with the spiritual universe. I started turning those notes, putting them on my computer so I could organize them. And one day I was asked by my son how my book was coming along. And that's when I really understood in my mind that I was writing Transitions. Transitions was a complex book to write and full of a lot of details of what creates the primary understanding between the human physical existence and the spiritual existence. And as I was writing that, I would often become somewhat arrogant because of all the privileges that I was given. And so a task was thrown at me during that writing to see the good in all things for 30 days. And I had a series of rules that I had to follow, things that I could not do, things that I had to do during that time frame. So as I proceeded down that path and my understanding of what was going on improved, the concept of my second book come to light, which was Perspective, How to Change Your Perspective on All That You See. And so that's how Perspectives come about.
Well, in Perspectives, you included 14 lessons. Tell us about some of those lessons and what can we expect to learn or take away from them?
The 14 lessons are somewhat interesting because, again, as I was going through the time frame of the 30 days to see the good in all things, I would have things that I would achieve and then I'd have failures. And this took me 316 days to find 30 days in a row that I did not fail in some form or another. That included 44 resets. So I logged all this every day so I could track and understand where I was going. So each time I failed, I would sit back and look at why I had failed. Why did I reset? What did I do wrong? Did I say something wrong? Did I act arrogantly? Did I try to tell somebody to do something that they shouldn't? Did I lose my patience? Did I become frustrated? So all these things would occur. And so when I reflected on those, I tried to find the depth of understanding of the lesson that I could take away from it. And so each of these I would write down. And that was the basis of the 14 lessons.
In the book, you said that you were given tasks by your soul's request. Were those some of the tasks, what you were just speaking of?
The one task, which was the 30 days to see the good in all things. You know, the soul tasks us in many ways. And, you know, most time we're not cognitive of what is really occurring. It's really hidden from us. But in these cases, I would have a very specific dialogue with one of the angelics, and they would give me an opportunity to do something. I say it's a soul's request because on the human level, we don't know what is going on in the spiritual universe, but there's a deeper part of us that is our soul that does. And so there's nothing that ever happens between the spiritual and the physical that isn't by choice, either a physical choice or a soul choice. Something that fits the plan. So I would get these opportunities and offer, do this. For example, one of my first tasks was to carve a wooden chain. And the wooden chain had 7 links, and it was buried to be carved out of basswood, each length 2.5 inches by 1.5 inch with a half-inch diameter, by hand, carved by wood, by hand in the wood only. And during that time, I could not carve except in my idle time. And while I was carving, my second task was to fast. And I fasted for 670 days. Something people might call it a diet, but it was 1,800 calories a day. Every 2 hours, I was to eat. And I achieved a significant weight loss. I think I lost some 170 pounds
during
the course of those 600 days.
Well, that's a task a lot of us could use.
Well, I actually enjoyed it so much that I sometimes found ways to prolong the carving. I would try to slow down my carvings and so that I could extend the fast, because I had to fast from the moment I touched the wood to the blade to the wood until the final notch was made.
You make it clear that this isn't a how-to book dictating how others should live. Why was that important for you to get through to your readers? And what do you hope your readers take away or learn from the lessons and experiences that you had?
When you teach something, you have a knowledge. You have, to teach, you have to know your subject. And in the spiritual world, spirituality, it's very difficult to understand the universe. I think in transitions, I compared it to a singularity in mathematics, that a singularity has no weight, it has no dimension. And if you try to describe it by the moment you touch a pen to the paper and say, this represents the singularity, then it is no longer singularity. And very similar in the spiritual world, to understand and to know what is undefined in the physical universe is much different. So to teach something that you really don't know is not appropriate. So the best I can do is to share what I understand to be true, and then the reader should develop their own concepts of how that affects them. The second part of this has to do with freedom of choice. And when I write and say something about what I'm doing, I don't want to start telling you what you should do. You may have a feeling, an emotion that you find is appropriate, whether it be love, whether it be hate, whether it be jealousy. And who am I to tell you that you shouldn't feel that way? And it was made very clear to me in one of my lessons that God gave everybody freedom of choice. And, I don't have a right to take away that freedom by telling you what to do.
Well, this whole subject is really interesting. The book is fascinating, and we want our listeners to be able to get a hold of it and learn a little bit more about you. Do you have a website?
Yes, I do. My website is transitions828.com. Transitions being what we do. We go through our life's transitions because we want to. 828 is an angelic sequence. It's one of the first things that was introduced to me by the Archangel Zophiel. From spirit to flesh, flesh to spirit. So transitions828.com. You'll find my links to Facebook, Twitter, blog site, etc., and also the books. You'll find where you can purchase them.
Wonderful. And we should mention also on BalboaPress.com.
Oh, absolutely.